5. When I called Paul from Manhattan that night, he took the news that I'd accepted the job at Fairwick surprisingly well.
I've been asking around, and the school has a pretty good reputation. They have an honors program with very generous financial aid that draws some top students from around the country and the world, he told me.
I could hear his fingers tapping on his laptop keyboard in the background. He must have been Googling the college in town for hours.
And according to MapQuest, it's only 3 hours from the city. When I can get a job there next year, it'll be an easy commute. In the meantime, it looks like the closest airport is Newark.
He was less than thrilled when I told him I'd bought a 5-bedroom Victorian house.
I thought we were going to use that money to buy a bigger apartment in the city when I moved there, he said,
his voice sounding young and wounded.
You could have at least discussed it with me.
I argued that we'd always agreed we should each take the job or graduate school offer that was best without worrying about what the other one thought.
Yes, but a house, he said. That's so permanent.
10 years permanent, I countered. A house is... I wanted to say that a house could be bought and sold, but I knew already that it wasn't ever going to be easy to sell Honeysuckle House. The very thought of letting the house go already gave me a strange pang. It's a vacation house. You'll come up on weekends. We'll spend our summers there. You'll see, once you're in the city full-time, you'll be dying to get out of it like all good New Yorkers.
You should have at least talked to me first, he said,
with uncharacteristic hurt. Paul was generally the most easygoing of guys. We hardly ever fought. And we didn't know. Paul got off the phone, saying he had papers to grade. Looking for some girlfriendly support, I took the subway to Brooklyn to my friend Annie's bakery to tell her what I'd done. She'd been my best friend since high school, and even though she didn't date men herself, she'd come...